And now let's finish this week with our question of the week. Derek asked us how weather presenters know about the number of lightning strikes and the process of recording them. Well, we got in touch with the Met Office's lightning scientist, Graham Moulton.
Lightning is an electrical discharge through our atmosphere. It produces a very strong electrical current of the order of thousands of amps. And that heats up the air around it, which causes an audible sound wave to propagate outwards, which we hear as thunder. And finally, because there's a large electrical current flowing downwards, that actually generates a very broadband radio transmission. And it can be detected at various parts of the radio spectrum. So one of them is the VLF, between 3 and 30 kilohertz. And one of the great things about VLF is it can propagate thousands of kilometers without becoming attenuated. So at the Met Office, we operate a lightning location system that uses this property. So a lightning strike occurs somewhere over the UK, and a VLF radio wave will emanate out from the lightning strike. And we operate 10 to 11 receivers across Europe, and it will be detected at each receiver. So we know the relative time between each receiver. And from that, we can geolocate the lightning strike. And so in practice, our lightning location system, LILA, will detect many, many lightning strikes each second, and it's able to geolocate each one and position it.
It's so interesting that it's the radio waves that you're detecting rather than the lightning that we see visually. Is there any other way of detecting lightning strikes other than just this VLF radio wave system?
There are three or four satellites in orbit around the Earth which have what we call lightning imager sensors, which are basically high-speed sensors that look at a particular part of the Earth. And when a lightning strike occurs, there's a flash, and that's counted. So at the minute, there's some geostationary ones over the United States. There's one on the International Space Station, and we are awaiting news about it coming online. There'll be one based over Europe and Africa, and that is over the Greenwich Meridian. And when it eventually comes online, it'll be able to provide optical lightning information from its sensors.
How do you weigh up the difference between radio-based detection systems and optical imaging sensors?
So with some of the optical imaging sensors, they're obviously in space. So they have the perspective of they see what's happening in the top of the cloud. But if you think about the kind of clouds that produce lightning, which are, you know, often towering cumulonimbus clouds, which are often 10 kilometers deep. You go to the tropics, they become very deep clouds indeed. You may not necessarily see the lightning that strikes the ground from the space-borne sensor. So it's one of these things of we often have to combine observations to build up the best picture. The lightning strikes that tend to happen within the cloud, you know, they can be seen by the optical imager. However, the ones that cause most damage are the ones that, you know, that hit the ground.
For the TV weather report is going to be, as you mentioned, those strikes that hit the ground rather than the ones that happen up in the clouds and aren't really relevant to how we are here on the surface.
I think we have to be very careful what we say here, because all lightning strikes are relevant, because we can say, oh, we're on the ground. But if you start thinking about aviation, they're really worried about the ones that are happening in the cloud as well, which is why it's important to combine that information.
The Met Office's lightning scientist, Dr. Graham Moulton there. And next time, we're going to be hosting a very special question and answer episode on The Naked Scientist. So do please send in your questions for that to chris@thenakedscientist.com. Don't delay, and no question is a stupid one.